Picture a Saturday morning. The coffee's hot. The sky out your kitchen window is that soft milk white that could go either way. And you've got a cross-country plan to an airport about 140 miles out. You pull up your briefing. You scan the metars. You glance at the forecast. You see nothing screaming at you, and you start pulling the airplane out of the hangar. And you just walked right past three of the most important paragraphs on the whole page. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern here on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to talk about the part of the weather briefing that new pilots skim and experienced pilots read twice. The Airmets, Sierra, Tango, and Zulu. Three little bulletins that tell you where the sky is going to try to hurt you. Let's walk through this together. Before we dig in, a quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. It's a great way to mark the milestones that matter, the ones you earned in weather like we're talking about today. AviationSoul.com. Okay, so what is an AirMet? The word stands for Airmen's Meteorological Information. It comes from the Aviation Weather Center, which is part of the National Weather Service, and it describes weather that matters to airplanes, but especially matters to light airplanes. That's the key. A SIGMET, which is the bigger, meaner cousin, describes weather that's dangerous to all aircraft, including the heavy iron. An AirMet describes conditions that are hazardous mainly to us. Single-engine trainers, light twins, the kind of flying most of us do most of the time. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. AirMets are not a warning that something terrible is definitely happening right now. They're a forecast of widespread conditions over a large area for a set period of time. They cover an area of at least 3,000 square miles. So when you see one, don't panic and don't ignore it. It's the Weather Service raising a hand and saying, hey, over this whole region, expect this. Now go figure out if your specific route and your specific airplane and your specific skills can handle it. There are three types, and the FAA gives them names so we can talk about them fast on the radio and in a briefing. Sierra, Tango, Zulu. Let's take them one at a time. Sierra. AirMet Sierra is for instrument flight rules conditions and mountain obscuration. That means widespread ceilings less than 1,000 feet or visibility less than 3 miles over a big area. It also covers mountains that are hidden by clouds, fog, precipitation, or smoke. Why does Sierra matter so much to a VFR pilot? Because Sierra is the bulletin that tells you the ceiling is coming down to meet the ground. If you're a visual pilot and Sierra is active along your route, that is your cue to slow down and really study the metars and the terminal forecasts. Widespread IFR is exactly the condition that pushes a VFR pilot into cloud, and continued visual flight into instrument conditions remains one of the deadliest things a general aviation pilot can do. The accident record on that is brutal, and it has been for decades. Let me give you a real scenario. You're flying west toward higher terrain in the late afternoon. Metars at your departure look fine, broken at 4,010 miles visibility. But there's an AirMet Sierra for mountain obscuration over the ridges you're planning to cross. What Sierra's telling you is that even though the valleys look good, the peaks are in the soup. Fly toward them and the clouds that look like they're sitting up high will slowly quietly come down to the treetops as the terrain rises to meet them. Pilots have flown into rising terrain in exactly that situation, in clear air right up until the moment it wasn't. Sierra is the paragraph that would have told them. Tango AirMet Tango is for turbulence. It also covers sustained surface winds greater than 30 knots and low-level wind shear. So Tango is your bumps and your gusts bulletin. Now here's the honest truth about Tango. Light and moderate turbulence is not usually going to bend your airplane, but it will absolutely wear you out. It will make your passengers miserable, and down low it can be a genuine safety issue. That surface wind piece greater than 30 knots sustained, that's the one I want you to circle. Because a 30-knot wind at the surface, gusting higher, means your crosswind component might be well past what you and your airplane are comfortable with. The examiner is looking for you to connect that dot on a check ride. If there's an AirMet Tango for surface winds and you brief the flight like it's a calm day, that tells the examiner you read the words but you didn't understand them. What they want to hear is you saying, there's a Tango for surface winds above 30 knots, so let me check the crosswind component at my destination against my personal minimums and the airplane's demonstrated crosswind value. That low-level wind shear item under Tango deserves a second. Wind shear near the ground, on final, or just after takeoff, can rob you of airspeed at the worst possible moment. If Tango is calling for low-level wind shear, carry a little extra speed on final. Know your airplane's guidance, and be ready to go around. No hesitation. And then Zulu. Airmet Zulu is for icing and freezing levels. It describes areas of moderate icing, and it gives you the altitude of the freezing level. Now, if you're a VFR pilot in an airplane with no ice protection, you might think Zulu doesn't apply to you because you're not flying in clouds anyway. Stay with me because it absolutely applies to you. And here's why. Zulu tells you where the freezing level is. That's the altitude where the temperature crosses 0 Celsius. Knowing the freezing level tells you your escape options. If you're flying along and you pick up unexpected moisture, knowing that the freezing level is at, say, 6,000 feet tells you that descending gives you warmer air, and climbing gives you colder air and more ice. In the mountains, if the freezing level is below the peaks, that's a serious flag. For our instrument pilots, Zulu is the one that keeps you out of the hospital. Structural ice on a light airplane is a killer. It adds weight, it destroys lift, it increases drag, and it does all three at the same time while your airplane quietly stops flying. An airplane not certified for flight into known icing has no business in an area where Zulu is forecasting moderate ice. None. The regulations on flight into known icing are strict for a reason, and that reason is written in accident reports. So those are the three. Sierra for the ceilings and the hidden mountains. Tango for the bumps and the wind. Zulu for the ice and the freezing level. Let me tell you how I actually use these in a real briefing. Because reading you three definitions is easy, and using them under a little pressure on a Saturday morning is the part nobody drills you on. When I sit down to brief, whether I'm on the phone with a briefer at Leidos Flight Service, that's the folks who run 1-800-WX-BRIEF, or I'm looking at the graphical forecast for aviation on the Aviation Weather Center website. I do the same thing every time. I don't hunt for reasons to go. I look for reasons not to. That's a mindset shift, and it's worth saying out loud. Your job in a weather briefing is to try to talk yourself out of the flight. If you can't, then you go. So first I pull up the airmits for my whole route, not just my departure. This is where people get burned. Your home field can be severe clear while there's a wall of Sierra sitting on your destination. Look at the entire line you're going to fly and a healthy buffer on either side. Then I go Sierra, Tango, Zulu, in that order, and I ask a specific question for each. For Sierra, I ask, is the ceiling going to trap me? Do I have an out if it comes down? Am I flying toward terrain that could be hidden? For Tango, I ask, can I handle the winds at my destination and my alternate? And is the turbulence going to be a fatigue problem on a long leg with passengers who don't fly much? For Zulu, I ask, where's the freezing level? Is there any chance my route puts me in visible moisture below it? And do I have a warmer altitude to escape to? Three bulletins, three questions, every single flight. Now here's a piece of nuance that separates a good briefing from a checklist you rush through. AER METs have a valid time. They're issued on a schedule and they get updated and amended throughout the day. If you brief at 7 in the morning for a noon departure, that AER MET picture may have changed completely by the time you fire up the engine. So brief early to plan, and then update right before you go. The sky doesn't care what the 7 a.m. forecast said. And one more thing about how they show up on the graphical products, on the graphical forecast for aviation, which most of us just call the GFA, the AER METs are drawn as shaded areas on the map. Sierra, Tango, and Zulu each get their own layer you can turn on. I really encourage you to click through those layers slowly rather than just trusting the automatic summary. Seeing the actual shape of that Zulu region draped over your route tells you something a plain text summary never will. You can see whether you clip the corner of it or fly straight down its throat. Let me bring the airman certification standards into this, because this is testable knowledge and it's real-world knowledge at the same time, which is my favorite kind. The ACS for both the private and the instrument rating expects you to obtain and interpret weather information and to make a competent go or no-go decision from it. That word interpret is doing a lot of work. The examiner is not just checking that you can find the airmets. They want to see you take Sierra, Tango, and Zulu and turn them into a decision about your actual airplane on your actual route. That's the skill, not reciting that Zulu means ice. Anybody can memorize that. The skill is looking at a Zulu with a freezing level at 4,000 feet and a route over 8,000-foot mountains and saying out loud, that combination means I'm not going today, and here's my plan B. And let me be straight with you about something. Learning to read weather well is hard. It's genuinely one of the harder parts of becoming a pilot, and it doesn't come from one ground lesson. It comes from pulling a briefing on days you're not even flying just to practice, and then looking out the window to see if the forecast was right. Do that for a few months, and these airmets stop being intimidating blocks of text and start being an old friend telling you what the day is really like. Flying is expensive and it's demanding, and nobody expects you to have this wired on day one. Give yourself the room to build it. Here's a takeaway you can use on your very next flight, even if it's a local pattern hop. Pull the air mitts anyway. Read Sierra, Tango, Zulu. Ask the three questions even for a flight where the answer is obviously go. You're building the habit while the stakes are low, so the habit is there for you when the stakes are high. That's how every good decision-making pattern gets built, in the easy conditions, so it's automatic in the hard ones. Let me leave you with the scenario we opened with. That soft milk-white sky, the coffee, the 140-mile trip. You go back inside, you pull the briefing back up, you turn on the Sierra layer, and there it is, a big shaded region of widespread instrument conditions sitting right on top of your destination, forecast to hang around through the early afternoon. That's not a disappointment. That's the system working exactly the way it's supposed to. You just use three paragraphs to catch something your eyeballs out the kitchen window could never have told you. You have your coffee, you fly tomorrow, and you go to bed a pilot who's still around to make that call again. Today's breakdown leaned on the Aviation Weather Center and the National Weather Service for how these bulletins are built, and on the FAA's own airman certification standards for what you'll be expected to do with them. You can find more at radiohanger.com. Read the whole briefing, every paragraph. Sierra Tango Zulu. I'll see you next time.